Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
The latest rage for kids is driving entire neighborhoods crazy. It's called
Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
That's like an alarm clock.
With Dusty Hera.
Well, you want to woo-woo.
And NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
It's that woo-woo.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080.
They think it's a fad. It's going to go away. It's not going away. It's driving me nuts.
The Fan.
55305, better you today, text line. We've got a great textual relations already coming in. A lot of fashion mistakes, a lot of fashion hits that have happened. It's back to school time.
It is.
Is your wife getting a little upset at the fact that the back to school shopping stuff is out and the end of summer's near?
Haven't even thought about it yet.
Your wife hasn't?
No.
Or you?
I don't know.
You don't care. All you care about is you.
I don't care. I'm selfish.
Yeah, my
actually,
wife's
I do
upset
some
already.
Of the I do some of the shopping. I handle the shoes.
Mm.
Shoes. Hey, did you see we got an email from a cool apparel place where we can go hang out there and buy some stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adidas.
Yeah.
Adidas employee store.
I went when we got the first trip.
Won't be going there.
I'll go there. It's just not for me.
Well, you can get your new Husky stuff there.
They don't have it on sale yet, dude. They don't do that yet.
Stores, when does that start?
It's not till the end of next year. It doesn't start till 2019.
Mm. All right. Well, there.
And I'm wearing a very comfortable pair of Adidas shorts today that I got.
Very uncomfortable with that.
Buck, are you looking for like an endorsement or something,
yeah,
man? What are you doing?
Are they paying?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Traitor.
Coming up this hour, we do have our Throwback Thursday back to school shopping, regrettable and best fashion trends from your youth. Also, we have some NFL conversation. Preseason, 24 games in action, or 24 teams in action tonight. Plus, Aaron Rodgers has another hot take, and so does Alvin Kamara about what he went through in the pre-draft process.
New York Yankees was going to draft him.
Apparently so. Top of next hour, we got a lot of college football to talk about. Anonymous coaches within the Pac-12 dish on their opponents and rivals. We'll give you some of the best from the Northwest schools, including what teams are saying about the Oregon Ducks. Plus, it's our intern's final day, intern Christian.
Oh, Christian's going to come out here and knock it out of the park.
He has.
He's scared.
He's been here all summer long.
He's terrified.
Working behind the scenes. And we are going to put him through the ringer on his final day.
We're
going to
do it.
Before he heads back to Arizona State University.
Yeah. Pitchforks.
Hot chicks.
Mm.
I mean, that's got to be the hardest part.
Dudes with their shirts. My wife used to tell me that was her favorite road trip. I said it was my favorite road trip. But even the girls said the dudes with their shirts off going to class in their Jeeps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's not an idiot. She knew that.
Although it was a high school movie, I imagine going to Arizona State was a lot like Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. Yeah, the white cabriolet.
Yeah.
And the Jeeps.
Like in my mind, that's what I envisioned going
all
to Arizona State being like.
All open-top Jeeps going to school with spaghetti strap tank tops or no shirt.
No shirts.
No
like
shirt.
Ever. It's like a mix between Revenge of the Nerds and...
Oh, yeah. Filmed in Tucson, by the way, at Arizona University of Arizona.
Yeah. Well, so is Can't Buy Me Love. It was somewhere in the desert, wasn't it?
No, I think it was Phoenix.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Maybe that's why I think of it that way.
That.
Adams are actually
nerds.
We've been through this before.
It looked like salad.
You know what would be great for alternate uniforms?
What?
Is if every team wore a uniform inspired by a film from their campus.
By the way.
So like Arizona would be the Adams.
Very good.
Like University of Oregon would be
Faber College.
Faber College.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do it. Like, and that's the thing about all of the Pac-12 campuses that there's probably, I don't know what the hell you do for Sleepless in Seattle inspired uniform.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I don't know.
'90s gear.
It would be fun.
Can I ask a question, though, by the way, about Revenge of the Nerds? Anybody else believe that John Goodman was the head coach of a team that had 12 players at practice?
Well, that's the TV show coach, too. Coach
had 12 players. I don't even know if it was 12. There might have been nine.
The show coach had three coaches and like eight guys that played. And their quarterback played at Minnesota State for like nine years.
But that's so true. But this actually in the movie, they were out getting ready for practice with nine guys.
Well, yeah.
Division I college.
It was...
I don't know.
They really cared about the academics in that class. A lot of guys had class that day.
Yeah, they did.
You know,
worried about that.
They were loaded up on Monday, Wednesday on their class schedule.
Let's get some hot cool.
Let's get to it. It's 7:06.
What's hot?
Okay.
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot.
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Brought to you on the fan by Area Heating and Cooling. With more than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver, you won't have to wait on Area.
Feeling hot. You know who's feeling hot? The boys of Murray Hill Little League right here in our own backyard, right in Beaverton. They're representing the state of Oregon in the West Regional Baseball Tournament. Is that down in San Bernardino still?
It is in San Bernardino.
They beat Washington 7-3 yesterday.
West Seattle
eliminating West Seattle. The Murray Hill Little Leaguers put up a 5 spot in the second inning and cruised to victory. Today they are in the semifinals, a noon first pitch against Montana or Idaho. Nice. Those teams play.
I hear Idaho's pretty good, so good luck to you at Murray Hill. And
Murray Hill plays tomorrow. Sorry.
Okay, play tomorrow, but good luck to you guys.
Yeah, they play the winner of Montana or Idaho. Are either of those states powerhouses in baseball?
Idaho? Not bad.
Really?
Montana? Not bad. I don't know. Come on.
Basically, you're asking if there's one good neighborhood in either of those states.
That's exactly what you're asking.
Well, you know, the thing about Montana...
What do you
mean
to be a
Montana,
powerhouse? You just got to win the Northwest region.
Well, you know, in Montana, a lot of areas, they don't play high school baseball. They have, like, club baseball because they're buried in 2 feet of snow until May.
It's impressive.
You know?
Play indoors.
It's really hard to play when you have that.
Yeah. It's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Nick Saban said Jalen Hurts' rhetoric won't hurt the starting quarterback battle at Alabama. All that means is Tua is going to start regardless, right?
I guess. He's better.
Isn't that what it means?
Or he's more versatile.
It's like no matter like what Jalen Hurts said in throwing the coaching staff under the bus.
It doesn't matter.
It does not affect his status as the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's because he's not going to be, and he wasn't going
to
be.
How does it feel to have two national championship winning quarterbacks on the same roster?
It's a good thing to have.
It's a good problem.
Meanwhile, LSU's been looking for one since Matt Flynn.
They've been looking for one forever.
Tommy Fleetwood had a good showing at Carnoustie at the Open. He finished 12th, earning $154,000. The only problem is that the RNA, the Royal and Ancient, wired that money to the wrong Tommy Fleetwood. There's a 58-year-old pro from Florida named Tommy Fleetwood, and he had the money wired to his account. He checked his bank account and said, wait, what?
Wait, what? I saw the screenshot of it where he took a picture of his mobile app and... just above it was a $13 charge from Walmart.
Walmart.
And then Walmart. $151,000 or was it $155,000, whatever. Nice little deposit there. Should he have kept it?
Well,
yeah, how does that work exactly?
I mean, you are a golfer.
There's bank error in your favor and you get to keep the money.
Has that ever happened where you've got to keep a bank error?
I'm just saying in the game Monopoly.
No, I'm just wondering, has that ever happened to anybody?
Well, I mean, but
I've
what?
Never had a bank error in my favor.
Legally, maybe somebody can reach out to us.
Yeah, do we have any
bankers
out there?
If somebody wires you money, do you have to give it back if they did it accidentally?
Mistakenly?
Because they just gave you money.
I would think so.
Well, I don't know. They're giving it to you. Yeah, you did steal it. You did nothing nefarious. They just said, here, it's in your bank account, then it's in your possession. Possession's 9/10 of the law.
Yeah, so we're trying to pretend that the banks don't make errors with money transfers?
Well, no, this is the RNA.
Oh, yeah.
The Royal and Ancient.
Royal.
Stick it to those.
You can't keep it, but maybe it's a return fee. Maybe the real Tommy Fleetwood just flips his beautiful locks and goes, and did you see what Tommy Fleetwood said? Let him know. What did he say?
He ended up saying, I honestly wouldn't know if that money was in my account or not.
That's a good problem to have. When you
he should let him keep it. How cool would that be?
Would it?
No, you don't let somebody keep $154,000.
That's a bad thing to do.
If Tommy doesn't recognize that it's gone, then, you know, let
number
the
one reason why I know Buck will be broke by the end of this sentence. He said Tommy Fleetwood should just let him have
the money. Let him have $150,000.
How cool would that be?
That would not be cool.
For the other Tommy Fleetwood, it would.
As long as he's going to donate it somewhere. But how good is it of a life to know that if $151,000 shows up in your account, you'd be like, I guess I would never have noticed.
You'd be like, yeah, what $150,000? I'm glad the other Tommy Fleetwood's happy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the PGA Championship is underway at Belle Reve in St. Louis, Missouri.
One course I never played.
In St. Louis?
Yeah, I played most of the courses in St. Louis. I never got a chance to play there.
Why?
Just never had the time to do that one. But yeah, it's a good track. Beautiful track.
The rumor on the streets, word on the streets is that it's been raining there. And so caddies and golfers are saying, man, they're going to dominate this course.
Yeah, they're thinking 18 under is going to get it.
Well, not Tiger Woods. He's 3 over through 2.
Oops. It's a rough start.
Meanwhile, Ryan Fox, he's 2 under through 9. Jim Furyk, 2 under through 7.
Jimmy.
Ian Poulter, also 2 under.
Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah. He's getting tuned up. Wait, what? Other guys on the course right now. Phil Mickelson is even, along with Jason Day and Rory McIlroy. Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, Sergio Garcia, Jordan Spieth, they all tee off later in the day, this afternoon.
Where does this rank in your majors ranking?
Last.
Does it rank last?
Not even close.
Yeah, it's my last. I don't even care. It's a good one, but it's the Watermaker is not as nice as the Green Jacket.
I almost feel like the Players is more significant.
I agree. It might be.
I do too. There should be fifth major.
Should fifth.
I'm glad we settled that, guys.
Yep, we're done.
We just fixed golf. Did you know that?
Look at us solving the world's problems today.
God, we're good.
Watermaker, the biggest trophy.
That's cool.
The what?
Biggest trophy.
The what?
Watermaker trophy.
Watermaker?
Yeah.
I thought you said the Whataburger.
I thought it was the Wanamaker.
Wanamaker. I'm saying Watermaker. It's Wanamaker.
I actually don't know.
You got to say it quick. But it is the biggest of the major trophies. I guess if you square footage, if you did the Green Jacket. But you actually get a little of a...
square footage.
Square footage. Yardage. okay. Mass.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I'm picking up what you're putting down, bruh.
You got a bad shoulder. You're not lifting that up. Claret jug, small.
It is small. Europeans have crappy trophies. I mean, the claret jug is cool, but the World Cup is like a horrible little thing.
Wimbledon is fantastic.
They give you a plate.
I know, but I'd be eating steak off that sucker every single day.
How many Wimbledons has Roger Federer won?
Yeah, and by the way, where do you put those at?
A bunch, like 7.
Do you have a giant wall in your house and hang plates, or you just have a... Does Thanksgiving, does he sit and serve it on his Wimbledon wins?
This is what I'm talking about right here. If you're Roger Federer, and you have won the... Wimbledon title 8 times.
Yeah, it's a lot of plates.
What you do is you invite 7 of your best rivals over.
And serve dinner. Yeah, that's good.
On your Wimbledon plates.
Oh, you're saying no rivals. I was thinking like Thanksgiving, Christmas, you just have everyone over. Everyone gets
a rival party, and then you serve them up.
No, and they're eating their thing. You have all this great food on there, and then they just sit there and look when they get done with their meal. Or how about the 7 guys you beat and each meal is placed on the plate from that year?
It's a good troll job.
So like he beats Nadal in 2012 or whatever.
Yeah.
And Nadal is eating and then all of a sudden he gets 2012 Wimbledon plate right underneath. Crotch chop leave. That's what I'm doing if I'm Raj.
Yeah, Raj is all about that crotch chop.
And that's cool. That's cool.
Let's talk baseball, shall we?
Okay.
Mariners had the night off, so they couldn't lose. Or no, they did lose last night. Sorry. I apologize. They lost 11-7 to the Rangers. Meanwhile, the Oakland Athletics won again. They win 3-2. And you mentioned a stat earlier this morning about one-run games and the Mariners cooling off.
Mariners have cooling off, but the Oakland A's are now 22-8 in one-run games. They lead the majors.
Yep. In that, you know, the Mariners now 28-14, which is good. I mean, You're good in one-run games. Mm-hmm. But this is what happens, is that teams tend to regress back to the mean when it comes to those one-run games. Yep. And right now, Oakland is hot. Can they keep this up, and how long can they do it?
They're doing it at the right time.
We'll find out. But as it stands right now, the Mariners are 3 games back of the A's for the second and final wild card spot. The Mariners open up a 4-game set, and this is huge for Seattle, a 4-game set against the Houston Astros today. The Yankees, they beat the White Sox 7-3, so that lead over Oakland is now 4 games, and Mariners are chasing, man. They're reeling.
You know, they're chasing. It still has a chance. Maybe there's a way that they can make a run, but right now, Oakland A's are looking solid, and Houston is as solid as anybody's. It's going to be a tough battle.
Well, solid as anybody except for the Boston Red Sox, who improved to 81-34 with a 10-5 win over Toronto. They're just crushing teams. They're crushing teams, Cam. Mm-hmm. Beating the will out of them.
Good. Good for baseball.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot.
We talked about this in the injury report, but this is huge for USC. Starting inside linebacker, outside linebacker rather, Porter Gustin will undergo surgery to repair a meniscus tear in his left knee. He's out 2 to 5 weeks. The lower end of that injury could keep him out of the season opener against UNLV. If you look at if it's up to 5 weeks that he's out, he could miss UNLV at Stanford at Texas.
Ooh. Not good.
You think?
It's not good.
He's one of your best defensive players. You don't have a quarterback right now who has proven anything. You'll be starting likely a freshman quarterback in JT Daniels.
Here's what I know about USC. Depth is never a problem. It has never been a problem. However,
after Pete Carroll left, it kind of was.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a problem. They'll have plenty of players that can do that. But it does. Yeah, it's significant when you lose one of your best defensive players, certainly.
That's what's on Cool on the Fan. It's brought to you by Airy Heating and Cooling. More than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver. You won't have to wait on Airy, your local train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. Preseason football gets underway. Actually, some storylines tonight, especially up in Seattle. And plus, Aaron Rodgers has something to say about the CBA. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. 12 preseason NFL games tonight, including Seahawks and Colts right here on 1080 The Fan. I think our coverage starts at 5? That was a question. Buck tells me in my ear I was right on that. Leading you up to the 7 o'clock kick right here on The Fan. So primetime will be from 3 to 5. And there's a lot of storylines, including in that game right there where Andrew Luck will finally return after 500 and how many days? 536?
Something like
585.
That. 585.
585 days off.
Is that a year and a half?
Year and a third? Off.
It's about...
No, days off.
January of 2017 was the last time he threw a football. I think it was January 1, 2013. Or 17. 2013. My gosh. That was the last time he threw a football. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, one... Does his throwing motion look any different? What that first hit's going to be like? And then, on top of that, you got the Seahawks and revamped defense getting their one or two series in. What does the running game look like? I'm intrigued for week one preseason football a little
bit. You're intrigued?
I am.
Did you know the line is 1-1?
If you're betting on preseason football, you have a problem, man.
What are you talking about? Do you have a problem? It's gambling. It's legal now. And it's not here.
No, you have a gambling problem if you're betting on preseason football.
All right.
Because how many series will the starters play?
Wow. Week one. I would bet series and a half.
And a half?
Yeah.
They'll take you out in the middle of a series?
Yeah, most time.
Just say, okay, you're done now?
You might get 2 series.
Yeah.
Or one and a half. Somewhere in there. If you're Russell Wilson, you're getting one. Some of the other guys that need it. Do you really think a starting quarterback need a preseason start? Someone like Russell Wilson?
No.
So what do you think about someone like Andrew Luck, who obviously is coming off this huge layoff? He's scheduled to play the entire first quarter. Is that too much for him, considering the damaged goods he's got with his shoulder?
He needs some reps. He needs a little bit of reps.
Well, yeah, they're saying he's going to play the whole first quarter. And there's quarterbacks that are going to be, a lot of quarterbacks that are coming off of injury that are going to be playing. In Deshaun Watson in Houston, coming off the ACL. How much time do you give him?
You know who won't be playing? Carson Wentz.
Or Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Well, those guys banged up.
So it just depends. Really does. I mean, who you need to see? Some of these young players. Do I need to see Baker Mayfield? Do I need to see... The issue is, did you see the report out of the New York Jets coming out of whether they can trade Teddy Bridgewater? He is now on the trading block. They're open to getting rid of him. So yeah, there's a lot of good quarterback questions that will be very interesting in preseason game numero uno.
Which storyline as this preseason, I mean, it may not come out tonight, but do you think will play out and you're going to be following the most as training camp goes on as we head into the regular season where you have... You know, Andrew Luck. You have J.J. Watt saying he finally feels back from his injury. There's the rookie quarterbacks. I mean, Baker Mayfield, you have the number one and two picks playing tonight on the NFL Network in the Browns and the Giants with Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley. And then you have, you know, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, and Josh Allen.
I was listening to Colin yesterday, and he said his sources are telling him that the Cardinals are in love with Josh Rosen. Like, he is doing everything right. I'm very interested to see how he does and what Sam Bradford's jersey is going to look like as he's sitting there holding the clipboard. Because I believe after what you say, I mean, it's a Sam Bradford's not going to be the starter after the month of September. I don't think so. That's interesting to me. The Broncos are kind of a little bit interesting.
What's intriguing you about the Broncos? Case Keenum?
Yeah, there's a little bit of interesting there. But that division is all interesting. Very much so. John Gruden's come out and said football's under attack. He had a big article yesterday saying that football's under attack. Again, I've gone through my issues with that. So John,
is his coaching style from 1998.
John Gruden has not talked to Khalil Mack. In fact, he hasn't talked to a lot of guys. But it doesn't matter. John Gruden's old school. He's been a little bit feisty, a little bit bitter, but he had to set a different tone there. That's pretty cool. That division is extremely interesting.
Well, and then you have, can the Chargers finally stay healthy? It looks like no, as guys continue to drop like flies in LA.
Lose their starting tight end. Chargers. Lose their one of their corners.
Offensive linemen.
Jeez, what are they doing?
And now you have, the Chiefs are also, I mean, Andy Reid has done a great job, but you have Patrick Mahomes.
That's what I'm saying. You got a guy that took Alex Smith's job, never threw a pass in a regular season. Patrick Mahomes, the gunslinger. The next Brett Favre.
They say the next Brett Favre. Do you see that?
There's so many quarterback stories this year. I'm out of control just thinking about what the quarterback stories are going to be.
Yeah. And the Chiefs are an intriguing one. Well, and also, you have got so many teams that feel like they are set, but have so many questions in that same regard. Like, how many of these teams have drafted a quarterback in the last couple of years and... All of a sudden, you're sitting there and you're going, all right, they feel like they're set. They're moving forward. They have the future. But we have no idea how long that's going to last for. And if these don't pan out, we may see another run on quarterbacks where, you know, guys like Justin Herbert and Drew Locke at Missouri, they're going to be highly touted draft prospects that teams are going to want to be moving up for in the draft and going again because they whiffed on their quarterback selection.
It's good.
I'm happy that we're here.
Oh, it's finally football season. It's true football season.
NFL Network, Browns, Giants at 5. Following that one, you got Cowboys, Niners at 7 o'clock. Do we saddle Jimmy Garoppolo with a loss if he does start?
If he throws the first football, it's
this
loss.
Is a tenuous situation here. He's going to start these preseason games.
So if he starts and makes a throw in this game or hands the ball off,
he's going to play the first series at least.
He gets the L. It's kind of like starting pitching. Yeah. Even though you make it in, you get the L credit.
Well, if he doesn't get to the fifth inning...
What's the minimum? What do you think that gives you a win or loss?
Preseason games don't count towards your record.
Fuck, we're not going to care about records. We're talking about
Jimmy Garoppolo. You're touting him as the guy who never loses.
Yeah, in games that matter,
to win the game. Yeah.
What do you play a preseason game for? You don't think preseason games nobody wins, Buck?
No, somebody wins.
You don't think it matters.
You don't play to win them.
Are you nuts right now?
No.
That's a fan take. That is a fanboy take.
No, they don't play preseason games to win them. They
Have
play
you
them
been
to get
in
guys
a locker
reps.
Room at the end when you don't win?
When
you
the
just rolled your eyes
out.
At me. How many locker rooms games have you been in the end and saw those coaching staffs and when they're done? I'm totally just arguing against
hard
them.
Knocks.
Don't take it seriously.
I've
serious.
Seen it in hard
Don't
knocks.
Take it seriously.
Cam
everybody.
Is looking for any reason to butt heads with anybody.
I'm honest with you. There's not a lot of coaches that think it's a huge deal, but it's kind of important.
I mean,
to
it's
win.
But that's behind staying healthy and getting guys reps and seeing what you have in certain
In
people.
2000, let me just tell you this. In after 2001, okay, when the Rams lost to the Patriots, they went 0-4 in the preseason. 0-4. Ended up missing the playoffs, and Mike Martz got stomped a hole in that entire season. 0-4 was a pretty indicative attitude of what that team was, and they bounced back. But you definitely don't want to get your butt handed to you. You don't mind losing by a touchdown or a field goal, but you see a 38-3 game, watch how irritated those coaches are.
Oh, no, I believe you. I believe they care about that, but I'm saying when you don't have your ones playing the majority of the game, you're not going to be as upset as you would be if your ones went out there in a game that mattered and got their butts handed to them.
Yeah, right. Didn't That's the Patriots go...
Buck's opinion. Didn't, just an opinion.
Didn't they go 1-3?
It's just
three?
Like your opinion, man.
Yeah.
They went 1-3 in the preseason and then went 18-1 in the regular season.
Yeah.
I mean, they looked horrible in the preseason.
First of all, it's a game. Yeah. You don't play a game just to arbitrarily play a game. Those guys still want to win, especially guys that are down on the depth chart.
Yeah.
They want to win. A guy comes in, wins the game in the end, a fourth-string quarterback trying to make a spot, wide receiver makes a pick. That might get him a practice squad.
Oh, I'm not
he
saying guys
to win
don't
it.
Care. I'm just saying that
exactly
the overall—
what you said.
No, I didn't say guys don't care. I said that they don't care about winning the game, the coaches.
Cam's going to have an aneurysm, Buck.
Just,
you need to
makes,
stop
that
right now.
That makes absolutely no sense
Buck, you
at
need
all.
To stop.
Okay. Let's break.
Extends. Throwback Thursday. School shopping season. Regrettable and best fashion trends of your youth. Right now it's Buck with SportsCenter. All right. Throwback Thursday. Do it every day, every week at this time. 7:30 to 8, we go to the Wayback Machine. The best and worst fashion trends of your back-to-school shopping. Do you have anything that is ultimately regrettable from your youth and shopping and back-to-school shopping?
Because, yes, I'd like to take everybody back to 1985. Oh, 1984.
You're 10?
1985 and 1884. Back to school shopping meant going to the Emporium, which is the local Emporium, and getting the shrink to fit Levi's.
Oh boy.
Just in case that you love it that your mom made you stand here so I can measure you. No, you stood there because you guessed if those when they, remember the shrink to fits? You hoped that a shrink to fit would shrink to fit, and then you put the iron on patches and then you'd roll them up and you'd be all right. That was my favorite part, said nobody. Mm-hmm. The best part about school shopping was The catalog shopping. Those of you that won't know, you won't appreciate catalog shopping. Buck certainly won't appreciate catalog shopping. But those of you that are out there, remember where your mom thumbed.
Why is Buck certainly
I was
gonna
say, wouldn't? Me and Dusty are exactly the same age.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to appreciate it.
So Dusty won't appreciate it. Buck certainly,
won't appreciate it. Okay. It's because you're from California. Nobody shopped from catalogs in California. You sat there and your mom thumbed through the catalog, the Sears catalog, and she picked something out hoping that it would look good for you, and then you got it in the mail.
Right.
That's how shopping was there. School
I
shopping.
Loved, by the way, I loved catalog shopping, the little thing called East Bay.
Yes,
no,
sir.
No, that's a different
East Bay magazine.
Was
that
awesome.
Is totally catalog
it
shopping.
Is, it is catalog shopping, but it's not the Sears catalog shopping where you had to thumb through and then your mom got you the turquoise breaking out t-shirt that had
sick,
mesh.
And something tells me that you had like the Hawaii 85 shirt.
I actually have this picture. It was my school picture shot breaking out, and it didn't mean breaking out with zits. It was breaking out with the black multi-parachute pants with a lot of pockets to put stuff in.
Yeah, I have that on mine, like cargo pants / parachute pants.
But they weren't...
Yeah, cargo ones were bad, though, too. But the parachute pants, where they were like swishy a little bit, like... And you had a lot of pockets on them?
You were born in 85, right?
Or 84, yeah.
84. Mm-hmm. So you didn't were in full swing with those. They started to get a little grungy as you were... But I was the heyday.
Yeah.
of that. Man, it was, and they were like, when you'd, and you had to break it out, turquoise t-shirt, and then you wore it without a shirt underneath and got a really bad burn.
I love this. on the, I love this on the Better You Today text line. Worst mid-1990s wide leg jeans and chain wallets. I never had a chain wallet, but my goodness, I saw plenty of them in my day. And it's just like, dude, really? What were you thinking?
Chain
and
wallets?
I know in 3, 2, 1, hey, I have a chain wallet still. Text is about to be coming
about
in.
About to be coming down there.
But the chain wallet, man, that's one of the worst.
That reminds me of the Jeff Foxworthy. You might be a redneck if your dog and your wallet are both on a chain.
Oh, man. This texture says, do you remember the NFL tiger print pants? My grandma somehow thought I loved those and was a Bills fan. When I moved out of the house, I still had like 6 pairs unworn. Those are called Zubas, man.
Zubas, and Josh Wilcox has those on a daily rotation.
Yeah. And here is a pet peeve of mine.
Mm-hmm.
They are Zubas, not Zubaz. People call them Zubaz. Like they're Borat.
Zubaz
is nice. You know, they're Zubas. We had the creator of them on. He sent some free pairs our way.
Yes, P1 Raymond, I love it. I do remember the parachute pants and hypercolor shirts from the Squire shop. That was the shop. You don't remember the Squire shop, but those of you that went shopping.
I lived in a real town.
Hillsboro. a real town.
I had a hypercolor shirt.
But I have hypercolor under one of my best. The Body Glove hypercolor t-shirt.
You're a pitter, so we know that your hypercolor pits were just.
I was like, 8, dude. Kids don't pit.
Yeah, you were pitting. You were pitting then.
Good
You're
God.
A pit sweater.
Sick one.
Mm.
Also, I have puka shells on here.
Yep.
As my worst. Puka shells, frosted tips, as P1 Dustin
Lord,
says.
Those kind of went hand in hand.
It happened. Yeah, it happened. It's regrettable, but at the time you look back on the picture like, what was I thinking? But then you think, nah, it was awesome.
So you know what?
It was the look back then.
I went from being a bowl cut kid to then short with frosted tips. I will say the short with frosted tips was actually an upgrade over bowl cut.
Wait a minute.
Did you have the undercut bowl cut?
Oh yeah. Lord. Did they put the mesh hat on you and pull the tips through and frost them?
No. Yeah. My mother did that for me.
That boy, at least you didn't do it in public.
Nope. I would go to Long's drugstore
and
grab the highlighting kit in the women's
highlighting
section.
Kit.
Bring it home. Mom would throw the cap on
God.
And frost the tips. Yeah.
Big dog t-shirts.
Big dog. You know what big dog just made me think of? Big Johnson t-shirts.
Go to the beach and that's where the Big Johnson t-shirts lived.
Yeah.
It was at the Seaside t-shirt shop.
Can I say that on the air?
What?
Big Johnson's bar. Poker up front, liquor in the rear.
Yeah, that's what the shirt said.
Yeah.
Yeah, play poker in the front.
Play poker in the front.
Yeah.
And you had
liquor in the back of the bar.
That you could drink in the back of the bar. Yeah.
And then, like, 7th graders wearing those to school.
That's what I've seen. They were 7th graders. The dads are looking at us, that's a great shirt, son. Teachers looking at him, what are you doing?
You know, one of my best back-to-school shopping experiences was my brother and I. This was our first, like, trial run by our parents of giving us responsibility. And they sent us to the mall with $150. And my brother and I each brought a pair of socks, a pair of jeans, 2 t-shirts, and then about 7 boxes of baseball cards.
This is the best when you get the back to school money and you had zero discipline with what to do with it.
Our parents were like, what in the world are you thinking? We're like, hey man, we got what we needed.
Darn it.
Got these cards. This is an investment into the future. And you know what? I still have them. Still have those cards waiting to sell them. Waiting for the right time though. Still got to wait for that right time.
The switchblade comb. This texture just
okay.
In the back pocket.
The switchblade comb was a kid that you didn't want to screw with because
Might be the Outsiders movie.
Switchblade comb kid turned into switchblade kid
real kid
in high school, and that was a dangerous
no
child.
Question.
Yeah.
55305, best and worst of your back to school shopping. Dustin Cam on the fan. P1 Deal spreading fake news on Twitter with Tom Brady and 2 photos of him with a chain wallet. And you know what? Tom Brady he probably does wear a chain wallet.
In fact, Cam might have been playing with him when he was wearing a chain wallet.
Yeah. Well, I would wear a chain wallet if I had that much money I was packing around.
Do you think he was carrying all that money in his chain wallet? He's going to need a couple briefcases.
He got game checks in his
wallet. I'm a big fan of chain wallets, especially if it's the big dad change wallet. Chain wallet. You know, like thick. Remember dad wallets?
Yeah.
It's huge, but it would be on a chain. Have you seen that? You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly. It'd be a trifold
dad, just giant wallet, everything in there. You'd be like, want to see my family? And the whole, this whole thing of pictures would fall out.
Like the accordion fold.
Yeah, do you remember when you carried pictures of your family in your wallet?
Yeah. There were multiple like plastic sleeves.
Yeah,
plastic. Then if your wallet got wet, then the photos would bleed into each other and they'd stick on each other.
Yeah. Right. You'd grab another dude's picture out of his wallet.
Careful.
Wait, what?
You'd grab another dude's picture out of his wallet and you put it in your wallet and then pretend that that girl was your girlfriend, your other friends that didn't know her. I guess I might have done that.
Yep, that's my girlfriend.
That's my girlfriend.
That explains a lot.
Stole that from my wallet.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Here's the best. Rayon button-up shirts and new football cleats from Keith in the Garbage Truck.
Smell of new football cleats.
Smell of just new shoes.
Yeah, but
that's my favorite smell. We've talked about this before. It's my favorite smell of all time is new shoes.
Yeah. It's because you're a Foot Locker guy.
Finish line. Not a pinstripe jockey working over there at the Foot Locker. I was a Finish Line man. Sorry, I wore my khakis and my blue shirt like a professional.
You know what I like? Someone said, oh my God, my Charlotte Hornets starter jacket.
Yes.
The team starter jackets were fire.
That's got to be on the best because I had a bunch of starter jackets. I still have all my starter jackets. I had a Nebraska starter jacket, Hornets, Minnesota State Screaming Eagles, had Patriots. Starter jackets were
the bomb.
And they were especially good if you got one from an expansion team because then they were using colors like teal or purple or something way out there.
But the best starter jackets are the satin ones that made the comeback, the satin button-up ones.
I have my classic Sonic ones. I wore that.
Why don't you wear that more?
I need to wear it more. Better You Today text line. I'm one of four girls, and our last name was... and is Johnson. Our parents bought us big Johnson shirts. I'm the oldest, and I was 11. If I could make a t-shirt for you right now, you win.
That is hilarious.
Can you imagine your daughter walking into
parents'
fifth grade with a big Johnson t-shirt on, strutting into the class, and Mrs. Smith going, Sally, that's a wonderful shirt you have on today.
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson,
your daughter's shirt.
You do realize you sent your daughter to school with a drawing of a young man with an erection on the back of it, right?
Why is it got to be that?
Man. I have another worst.
Big Johnson's Landscaping. Call us when it's time. Trim up the little bush.
Oh God! It'd be better if you could deliver that without laughing.
I couldn't. It's been so long since I've seen these shirts. I'm going to tweet out my favorite one. I already did. I already tweeted it out. So, sorry. I lost track.
Yeah.
It was a bad finish.
Mm. Yeah.
11-year-old girls in big Johnson t-shirts.
I have a regrettable one here. Tearaway pants and shooting shirts. Like shooting shirts were a thing, like wearing college
shirts. You wearing college basketball warm-ups was like a fashion thing
in case a basketball game ever broke out. And
you wore tearaways out of the house?
Yeah tearaway pants.
In my middle school they had to start in
tidy whities or boxers or shorts underneath.
Shorts. My middle school told us
boxers.
We had to wear shorts.
Oh, boxers.
Because then girls thought it was really funny to grab a handful of tearaway and then run through the quad. And there was a guy, Chase, who he was wearing just his boxers. And a girl ran to her classroom with his pants. And he had to go to his class just in his boxers.
At least he had boxers
and the principal,
on.
Yeah, at least
he wasn't, going cowboy.
But the principal said, that's the end of that. You need to wear basketball shorts underneath your tearaways if you want to wear tearaways to school.
Yeah.
Oh,
really? You know, this text, and I have a little axe to grind here.
Yeah.
Best was the band Screen Tees. I had my Kiss Love Gun shirt. Had to turn it inside out.
That's too bad.
But here's the thing.
That's garbage.
Do you remember going to a concert, getting a t-shirt?
Oh, yeah.
And that was awesome?
Yeah.
Have you been to a concert recently?
No. They don't sell them anymore.
Yes, they do.
They do?
$50.
You shut your mouth.
They're like $45 to $50 when you
know
go to
a
concert.
You know they cost them $2 to make.
Yeah. No, seriously.
If that. Hey,
you know that thrift shop song by Macklemore? And he says, you know, $50 for a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
And he's making fun of it.
Yeah. Is he real?
There is a picture of that somebody took from a Macklemore concert where it was his Macklemore concert tour t-shirt for $45.
Is anybody paying $50 for a concert t-shirt?
I went to an Eric Church concert. They were like $40.
Those of you that went to Pearl Jam last night up in Safeco, if you made it, I know Suk went. He was up there. Mm-hmm. Please tell me what those Pearl Jam t-shirts were going for, if you bought one, if you loved it or not.
Okay, I have a question for you before we go to break. I could have gone to that Pearl Jam concert last night.
Why didn't you go? You're not a Pearl Jam fan, are you? You're not a...
No, I am. But I was asked with such short notice that there was like one thing I could do, and that was go to the concert and then come and do the show this morning. Wouldn't have gotten home till like 2:30 in the morning.
It's Pearl Jam.
I know.
It's Pearl Jam. What are you thinking? Pearl Jam? I didn't get nobody invited me.
I know, I immediately regret it, man.
You should. That's their first time in the U.S. in how long? Like a year?
Damn.
A little bit long.
I don't know. I've got a bail on Hall & Oates tickets tonight, though, so I'm disappointed about that.
Oh, are they still going?
They're playing at Moda tonight.
You know,
with Train.
I'm
Oates,
sad.
He's a little dude. He's a little dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's very little. I saw him in the Biloxi Casino in 2001, and that is a little man.
Yeah, who's shorter, Paul Simon, John Oates?
John Oates is small.
Is it John Oates?
John Oates.
I've never seen Paul
John
Simon
Oates
person.
Is very little. Like, he made Prince look like a giant. A little man. The guitar he was playing.
Daryl Hall and John Oates,
Daryl
right?
Hall, John Oates, yeah.
John Oates, yeah.
The guitar looked like he was playing a cello.
Slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass.
Okay. More of your Throwback Thursday, plus some college football news. Anonymous coaches dish on the Pac-12. 757 on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.